Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb. March 7th, we are just 2 weeks from spring. We have sunset at 6 p.m. tonight and a full night of cool stuff to see. We have, right after sunset, you'll be able to see my favorite constellation, Orion, high to the south, the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, part of his big hunting dog. It's just going to be below that. Jupiter rising to the east at the exact same time. You swivel your head to the east, you'll see bright Jupiter. It's going to be visible all night. Just stay up a little bit later. After about midnight, red Mars is going to be gaining on yellow Saturn and then visible all through the morning to dawn. There's no moon right now. It's a new moon is what I mean. So there's no interference from that guy. So now's a good time to check those things out. And I wanted to recap a little bit about last week. So last week, a bunch of stuff happened in space. Scott Kelly, the astronaut, returned safely from his almost a year in space. I was off a day. It was actually on Tuesday, and that was exciting. Good for him. I'm excited to learn more about his visit at NASA.gov. There's a lot of materials about it. He grew 2 inches, which is neat. He stretched in space because of the microgravity, and otherwise probably wasn't too kind to his body. Lots of probably long-term damage to his eyesight and other systems. But you can find out all about that at NASA.gov. It's a really, really crazily interesting story. SpaceX launched a satellite on Friday and attempted to land it on a robot drone. They were delayed a bunch until they finally got that thing off. But I want to talk about satellites. Scott Kelly spent almost a year, 340 days, aboard the International Space Station, a huge satellite of the Earth, the biggest artificial satellite around the Earth, 250 miles up or so, going around the Earth every hour and a half. And we could see him pass over all the time. Every hour and a half he goes around. And once in a while, we're in the right path of reflected sunlight off the big solar panels of that thing that we can see it. And you can see that thing for yourself. We can always see satellites with just our eyes. There's a lot of them up. But the space station is probably the coolest. It gets really, really bright. And you can see the space station for yourself tomorrow morning, 4:50 in the morning, Wednesday morning at 4 in the morning, and then again at 5:30 in the morning, Thursday at 4:42 in the morning, Friday at 3:50 in the morning and 5:25 in the morning, Saturday at 4:33 in the morning. You get the idea. Every morning this week, we get an awesome bright space station pass. Now, if you want to see this, you might be lucky enough to just be out randomly and see something bright pass over, and if it's bright enough, it might be at the space station, but you also don't have to guess. You can go to many of a number of websites to find exactly when and where to look to see that space station and a bunch of satellites. And I just found a new one that I really like. It's called intoyo.com. It's a satellite tracker for the International Space Station and myriad other visible-to-the-naked-eye satellites. It will show you where they're at, what they're doing, when to see them. It's a lot of fun to play with. So keep your eyes peeled this week for more information about any of this stuff. Satellites, launches, planets you can see, constellations. You can call us at the Planetarium, 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu to see what we have going on in our theater and exhibit hall. We always have clear skies under our dome. Or best yet, come up and see us in person at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus. We're just north of Lawler Event Center. We love you, ex-listeners, and keep looking up.